What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 73 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Level Up Thursday, we're going to be discussing what the difference between good and great is.
Yeah, especially in the bodybuilding world, mm-hmm. there's definitely a huge, huge difference between people who are good at what they do and people who are great at what they do, or even just between people who you can tell just are okay with being good, okay with being, you know, pretty average, just meh, going through it, versus the people that really want to excel and be fucking great. Because the reality is, to be successful in the bodybuilding world, you have to want to be great.
Yeah, and to be great, great isn't just checking off your boxes. It does not matter how many boxes you check. That is not what being great is. We're going to dig deeper into that here. But when we think about it, right, a good example is a college athlete versus an NFL, you know, Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer. College athletes, to play college football, like, you have to be good. You have to be good at what you do. You have to be checking your boxes at least pretty regularly to be good at what you do there. But to be an NFL Hall of Famer, you have to be putting in extra work. You have to be meticulous with what you do. You have to be better than everyone else. You have to work harder than everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. So a good example for within the bodybuilding world is, what's the ultimate goal of most people in the bodybuilding space? To become an IFBB pro. Why is this so hard to become a pro level athlete? Because the reality is, at these top levels, at these national shows, everybody looks good. Of course, everybody would be the best looking person at your gym. Not the best looking, but the best physique at your local gym. That person could go to nationals and still get fucking stomped on, because the reality is, yes, everybody at that level looks good. So what's going to set you apart and make you great?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And that person who is the biggest person at the gym, guess what? They don't miss training sessions. They track their food. They eat the right foods. They do what they're supposed to be doing every single day. They're getting in their water. But there are minute differences that can come with that for sure.
Exactly. Every good bodybuilder is doing everything every day. That is the bare minimum in bodybuilding. Exactly. You're checking off all your boxes every day. But who's the one going in and slaving themselves, practicing posing for an hour every single day, mm-hmm. you know, optimizing their sleep, optimizing their lifestyle, optimizing their routine, really just taking everything to the next level, taking all the supplements that they need to take.
Absolutely. That's a huge difference, looking at these small things. Yes, you can be checking off all your macro boxes. You can be doing what the standard things would be to do. But then when it comes to, you're tracking all your lifts, you're actually not just hitting your macros every day, but you're also making sure that you're getting all your food in from Whole Foods. You're also making sure you're getting in your fiber every day. You're taking all your vitamins. You're never missing any sort of supplements ever. That is the difference between being good and great. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that someone who has this great work ethic, who is doing all these extra things, going the extra mile, doing this posing, is going to be an Olympian one day. Because the reality is, just like in any other sport, genetics do play a role. And someone who is good at what they do can become an IFBB pro. Now, will they become an Olympian if they don't have that great work ethic? No. You need both.
Exactly. Somebody who has good genetics could probably get away with just being good and going pro.
With enough gear.
But somebody who doesn't have the genetics has to be fucking great. And a lot of the time, they still won't be able to do it. Because, yeah, as you said, unfortunately, genetics plays such a huge role in bodybuilding. I would say it's probably the number one sport that genetics matter the most, because it is quite literally how your own muscle is built, your muscle insertions, how your shape looks. Some people have it, some people just don't. And while there is a lot of work you can do to separate yourself to do the best you can, unfortunately, some people just might not be able to excel.
Yeah, like a great example of this is someone like Anthony Mantello, who we just saw, where muscularity, when it comes to your physique, how you hold muscle, can just be so different person to person. He has beautiful muscle, a beautiful physique, but when it comes to putting on size, you can see that doesn't matter how much he weighs. He's like 5'9", over 200 pounds on stage, and there will be guys who are his same height at like 180, 185 pounds who look bigger just because of genetics and how that works. But he has a great work ethic. So will he eventually become an IFBB pro? Abso-fucking-lutely. Will he go to the Olympia? Probably not. Like, that's a great example of someone who has, you know, okay genetics, has really good shape, and not definitely not the muscularity part of it, but he has a great work ethic, and that's what's making it up for it for him.
Exactly. Work ethic is still super important whether you have good genetics or you don't. But yes, the muscle insertions, especially for divisions like that, makes such a huge difference. And, you know, when looking at the bikini division, you know, having that shape, that overall just flow with your routine, these are things that can really be emphasized and practiced a lot. You know, saying, oh, I suck at posing, that's not a valid excuse. Practice more.
You could do mobility work if you suck at posing that much. Like, there's so many things you can do for sure. But then when it comes to bikini, there's physique things like some people, Lauren was just talking about just this past weekend, some girls can have that glute pop.
It's so strange. Like, I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about when I say that glute pop, but it's like some girls, like, they'll stand to the side and try to push their glute to the side, rather than some girls can just stand like forward almost and have that great glute pop to the side, which I'm jealous of because I don't naturally have that well. But some people can have super small glutes, but then they just have that pop, which can get that illusion and that really just shape from the front, which I think is super genetic, just having that front glute pop like that.
Exactly. So it's a balance of everything, right? When it comes to being good to great, there is good work ethic and great work ethic. But then when it comes to being a great at what you do, being an Olympian, being, you know, a pro bowler in the NFL, all-star in the NBA, whatever it is, you have to be great in both categories. You have to have great genetics and you have to have the great work ethic checking off your boxes every single day.
Yeah, exactly. And as we said before, the tiniest things, although, you know, they might not matter that much for a beginner athlete, an amateur level athlete, like, sure, you could probably get by with just, you know, doing the bare minimum, checking off your boxes on a daily basis. Sure, I hit my macros. I might have eaten Chick-fil-A 3 days this week, but I still hit my macros. Yeah. It's fine. Whereas, you know, taking that next step is like really trying to optimize the quality of your food, the food sources that you're getting, the variety within your diet, the fiber. There's just so many things that you can optimize within your diet. If you think you're doing everything, there is always more.
Yeah, I would say like this is definitely a big thing like that I always think about, where a lot of people who would say they're bodybuilders, but they've never actually stepped on stage, gotten to condition before, I call them more advanced lifestyle athletes. Like, they check their lifestyle boxes. That's it. They make sure they hit their macros. They always go to the gym. Like, they do what a lifestyle, you know, client would be expected to do. And they just have, you know, they've just had a lot of training experience or whatever it is, so they decide to go compete, versus someone who's a bodybuilder is going that extra mile, really being meticulous with everything.
Yeah, exactly. And another huge thing is that will separate you from, you know, good to great is how are you treating the off season? You know, good athlete might just slack a little bit on the off season, you know, be going out to the bars with their friends every weekend, not really prioritizing sleep, not practicing posing, not always hitting their macros, steps, you know, just slacking a little bit every day. Whereas a great athlete will probably, you know, treat the full year like prep realistically.
Yeah, go interview all the Olympians right now and just be like, hey, how often do you drink? First of all, over 50% of them will not drink. That's going to be the answer for over 50%. And the rest will be like 2-3 times a year. Like, that's reality. That's the reality.
Because especially at that level, like, maybe you're in off season for like 3-4 months because you're probably competing at the Olympia almost every year. So you don't have that long. Whereas, you know, when you're like us, maybe taking 2-3 year long off seasons, it might look a little bit differently because, you know, it's a lot more likely that you'll burn out. But yeah, at that top level, same shit every day, year round.
Year round. Yes, exactly. Can't say any better. It's the same shit every day. Like, you have to be living the lifestyle every day to be great. And whatever you want to do, this can be trying to grow a business. It doesn't even have to be in athletics. Like, this is everything. Whatever you are doing, if you want to be great, you have to be going above and beyond and doing it every fucking day. No, like, this is why some people are born to work 9 to 5 and some people are born for more, because people who are born to work 9 to 5 just see, I'm working 9 to 5 and I am off the rest of the time. I'm off at night. I am off from 5 to 10 p.m. or whenever you go to sleep. I'm off all weekend. And not, and you just don't have the work ethic, period, plain and simple, because you could be spending an extra 20 hours of your week working on yourself, trying to get better in some sort of way, trying to pursue whatever passion you have to try and escape, but you fucking don't.
Yeah, exactly. Making the most of what you do have is super, super important. But that's really it for the day. We just wanted to go over kind of our thoughts on this because it's something we talk about really all the time.
Absolutely, guys.
Hope you gained some value from this.
Peace.